What are the exercises for a happy heart? So we're gonna do how many? Well, there are lots of them. Just like there's all sorts of exercises for the physical body, there's lots of exercises for a happy heart. Let's start with ibadah, the one most important cornerstone habit. Who knows it? Yeah. If you know me, you know what I'm gonna say. It's tahajjud. But tahajjud is the prayer of the one who wants happiness. Because tahajjud will change everything. There are three things that happen with tahajjud. One is you develop a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Two is you become a little bit elevated from this world. This world becomes less important. That doesn't mean it loses all importance, but it becomes a little bit less important. So when you're really stuck to the world, it feels very important and everything feels big and painful and hard. But when you can kind of elevate yourself off of it, then all of a sudden the world is less important. What's more important is, did I wake up for tahajjud? And all of a sudden that becomes the thing to seek and do. So the very first exercise is to wake up for tahajjud. The circle of our life means there will be times when you're not praying, right? And so what can happen is you can go kind of 20 days, you're kind of praying and feeling good and getting better. And then here comes a week where you're on vacation. If you're thinking about your prayer, and you're thinking about your heart, and you're thinking about your growth, don't take a vacation. Don't think of one. It's not a week of ghafla, heedlessness. It's a week without salah. There's still dhikr. One of the most important things of the night, the time of night in tahajjud time, is to be of the mustaghfirina bil ashar. To be of those who seek forgiveness at night. That's a really cool thing. So just getting up, even if it's just for a few minutes, even if it's in your bed, try not to have it in your bed because it won't last very long there. 10 seconds. But it's better than nothing. And just to say, astaghfirullah, at that time of night. It will change your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will change your heart. It'll make your heart a happy heart. Because every human being is alone. All of us. It is the state of Bani Adam that we all feel alone because nothing fills our heart but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even if you think you're the only one who feels alone, I'm telling you right now that everyone does. And the only cure for that feeling, there are only two cures for that feeling. There are two. One is to have a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the other is to serve other people and be worried about other people. So if you spend your time thinking about other people's problems, you'll feel less alone. And if you spend your time developing a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that feeling of loneliness will go away. And all of a sudden you'll feel like you're not alone. And you're strong, and you're capable, and your heart is stronger. Because we can't carry the world with a weak heart.